Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome to the show. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Tuesday. And first of all, hey, thanks a lot for everything yesterday. We talked about hobbies, and we had things coming in from left field. I mean, there were some line drives into left field that I was not prepared to take as far as what are your hobbies. And the remote control sailboat guy kind of got to me because I asked him if anybody did mock battles with mock warships, and actually they do. And somebody sent me a video of a looks like a World War II scenario where these radio controlled boats are dodging a radio controlled submarine, a German U-boat, and there's actually explosions in the water, like little depth charges. And depth charges were those things, well, they had a few of them. They had like the ones that looked like barrels. They'd roll off the stern of the ship, and then they were preset to explode at a certain depth of water. And the key was you wanted them to explode underneath the submarine, not on top of the submarine, because if they exploded above the submarine, you're wasting energy, okay? I mean, it wouldn't be very pleasant for the people in the sub, the crew, but if you got it right under the sub, they were pretty much toast. You'd break that thing in half. And, of course, the mini-subs the Japanese used to sneak into Pearl Harbor, one of those was actually blasted in just one or two shots by the USS Ward, and the Americans, we actually fired the first American shots of World War II against a Japanese mini sub. They used to call them midget subs, but I think they got into problems with that, so then midget subs became mini subs and all that kind of stuff. But there is a really cool video that I put up on the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page of radio-controlled warships in action. And the guy yesterday, he's a radio-controlled sailing guy, and he was dismayed that people put hundreds of hours into building these models and only to watch them destroyed. I mean, that whole thing fascinates. I find that to be endlessly fascinating. What do you want me to say? Now, today, I haven't done a show on cows in quite a while. Haven't done a show on any kind of cattle whatsoever in, well, quite some time, like maybe ever. And I want to know if you think that the right thing was done today in Niagara County. By the way, thank you, Niagara County, for a delicious crop of peaches this year. I've had one peach each of the last 2 days. Absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. And before the show, don't laugh, ate my first ever apricot. Had never had an apricot before. It just wasn't on the culinary horizon. Not bad. Not bad. I like the peaches, but my favorite, nectarines, because they can't decide what they are. Nectarines on the spectrum, they just don't know. But this story is from Newfane, and I'm sure it will, if it hasn't already, made national news. But an arrest has been made in Newfane on Tuesday after the owner of Asha's Farm Sanctuary refused to return cows that wandered onto her property back to the owner of the cows. Tracy Murphy, 59 years old, Newfane, charged with grand larceny, third degree, a Class D felony. And I believe the cutoff for third degree grand larceny is property in excess of $3,000. Back on July 25th, troopers out of the Lockport office of the New York State Police responded to Asha's farm sanctuary on Coomer Road for a property retrieval of the cows alongside the SPCA and the owner of the two cows, Scott Gregson of McKee Farm, a family-owned beef farm not far from the sanctuary. After the founder and operator of Asha's farm sanctuary, Murphy, refused to return the cows to the owner, a warrant was obtained to retrieve the cows and arrest Murphy. The two cows are now back in possession of the owner. When any sort of animal crosses into your property, they're not technically yours. They're somebody else's, according to Trooper James O'Callaghan of the New York State Police, who would much rather be spending his time planning a big gala at the end of the month. She had claimed that there was an old town article 310. The long short of it is you had to have your animals fenced in and different things like that. The criteria were not met for these cows, for that law to be in place. The owner of the cattle did have a fence. It was not broken. It was in place. Also, on the flip side of the coin, the owner of the animal sanctuary never properly documented anything with the town to start that process. So Murphy was taken in for processing at the state police, Lockport, and then transferred to Niagara County Jail for arraignment. So this is an interesting story because it has evoked passions in the farming, agricultural, meat-eating community, and it has ignited passions on the animal rights community. Animal rights. Now, there's a difference between animal welfare and animal rights. The SPCA is about animal welfare. A group like PETA is more about animal rights. And I don't mean to be splitting hairs, but it is just the way it is. So anyway, look, there's no doubt that the proper thing was done here by getting these cows back to the owner. Let's put it this way. If your dog, whether your dog is a mongrel or whether your dog is a show dog, if your dog wanders onto my property, do you think that it becomes my dog? If your dog hops over your fence, if your dog crawls under the fence, if your dog breaks the chain on which it is confined and it makes its way onto my property, would I be morally right to say, hey, it was your dog, it's my dog now. It came to my property, it's my dog. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. And the argument of the animal sanctuary doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. And just for, full and personal disclosure here, I very rarely and in very limited amounts eat red meat. I can't eat red meat because it does some nasty things to the joints in my body, and I'd rather avoid those things nothing gastrointestinal. It causes gout for me. That's my trigger, and it's just one of those things. I would love a delicious hamburger. I'm walking into restaurants sometimes. Don't you think that the smell of hamburgers cooking on a grill does the same to you as popcorn when it's being made? When you smell popcorn, you have to have popcorn. In that very moment, must have popcorn. And it's the same thing with a hamburger. You have no idea the kind of willpower it takes for me to resist a hamburger. But I have resisted so far, actually, for quite some time. I'm sure that there will be the occasional nibble off of somebody else's burger, but that's about it because I don't feel like sleeping on the hot water pad any more than I have to. Hot water pad? I'm sorry, we used to have hot water pads. They're now microwave bean bags that I use. Thank goodness. Anyway, was the right thing done here? So as I understand the story, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you have these two cows from a meat farm that wander onto an animal sanctuary's property. The animal sanctuary basically said, well, they're our cows now because they came onto our property because the owner didn't properly take steps to adequately contain the livestock. And the police said, no, that's not how things work. It's his property. And if you don't turn over his property, you are committing grand larceny. So she refused to turn over the two animals. So she was arrested and she faces charges. Now, it's a Class D felony. And look, in New York State, I'm surprised she's not out by now. Maybe she is out by now, but she's not going to see jail time, I don't think, on a first offense, grand larceny, third degree conviction. If it comes to conviction, maybe they'll plea this thing down out of court just to keep the calendar clean. But I don't see anybody doing a stretch over this. I don't think you're going to see the owner of the animal sanctuary forced to work, on a slaughterhouse floor, for example, as punishment. That might be cruel and unusual given the circumstances. You know, I mentioned hamburger. Actually, my understanding is that most of the hamburgers we eat, those are the dairy cows that stop producing milk. And since they are basically a expense and they're not producing any revenue, they become expendable then as cows that are typically used for ground beef. That's how I understand it. I did a quick cow 101 before doing the show today. Josh could probably tell us everything we wanted to know about livestock and cows. But my question is real simple. Was the right thing done here in returning the cows to the legal and lawful owner of the cows? And I believe it absolutely was. The right thing was absolutely done. And I will confess even further, just as personal disclosure, into my own diet, I find myself with, look, there are exceptions. I could never be a full-blown vegan or a full-blown vegetarian. I just can't do it. Do I like eating meat? Well, sometimes it is awfully tasty, typically chicken, maybe a Cajun swordfish steak. Oh, like those. But I don't like the idea of what I'm doing, but I do enjoy the flavor. I can't deny that. And it does give me a sense of satisfaction. But vegetables also do the same thing. Was it one of those Japanese restaurants last night where the guy puts on a show as he's on the grill? He twirled those knives around so much, I got circumcised for a second time. It was strange. But anyway, the phone number to call on this whole cattle showdown in Niagara County is 803. I want to hear from those of you who live in that area who are very well versed in this story, because that is agriculture country, baby. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Has justice been served? Well done, medium rare, possibly rare. Has it been done? A criminal run to ground? Question mark. Utterly fascinating story. And I do wonder if the police captured the suspect based on the results of a stakeout. Anyway, been working all day on those. Thank you. Try the veal. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe don't try the veal. But this is a cattle showdown. It's like something out of a Western. This could be a plot line on Yellowstone, right? Cows wander onto nearby property. Nearby property says, our cows now. You didn't properly contain your beef. Beef owner says, no, 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 no. That is our property. You have our property. We want it back. Just like you would want your Burmese mountain dog back if your prized doggy went onto somebody's property. I wouldn't think of keeping your dog if it came onto my property. First of all, I don't really want a dog right now. And secondly, it just would, even if I did want a dog, what am I going to do? Keep your dog? See your kid teary-eyed walking by my house every day with little tears of grief going onto the sidewalk? I think not. That's not who I am. 803, 1-800-930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, this story ignited a lot of passions in Niagara County. And those of you who live in the agricultural world, a world I shall never know firsthand because I simply deplore rugged physical work and getting up early hours and taking care of chores. Not exactly my favorite thing to do. I enjoy waking up whenever I want to and turning on Netflix and watching Men in Black 3, for example. Boris the Animal. But anyway, I wonder how common a situation is this in an Aggie country? I would like to know if this is something that happens a lot. Because I think it was about maybe 6 months ago we got a call from somebody. It might have been closer, but keep in mind, in your mind, these shows might be individual shows that happen on individual days. In my mind, doing this so long, I don't know the difference between a show I did 6 weeks ago and one I did 6 months ago. They all merge together. That's a true story. So in agriculture country, what is etiquette? Because this cannot be the only time somebody else's livestock has wandered onto the property of a nearby place. And the story that I remember is somebody was driving and almost ran into a cow. Almost ran into a cow, the way I recall the story. And that is something you do not wish to ever do. So those of you, especially in agriculture, but those of you who've been following the story, did the police do the right thing by getting the cows back to the rightful owner and arresting the woman who had plenty of fair warning, okay? She knew what the consequences of keeping property that was not hers were going to be. She had to have been aware that the owners of these cows wanted their livestock back. And yet she did not relent. She did not give in. She held on to the cows, and now she faces felony charges. And if she is convicted, will lose a lot of rights that people lose when they become felons. I don't think it's going to come to that, but we shall see. But this is a story that raised plenty of emotions in Western New York. Because I would say, if I had to guess, most of you have absolutely no problem with what the police did in securing the cows and returning them to their rightful owner. I would guess that maybe a few, a slim minority of you, think the cows should have been able to stay on the farm animal sanctuary to lead out their full and natural lives instead of turning up as dinner on somebody's plate. But the fact of the matter is property, and livestock is considered to be property. So holding on to somebody's property, whether it's livestock or their prized 69 Corvette, it's kind of the same thing. Or what if I told you, hey, my neighbor's German Shepherd wandered onto my property. I've always liked that dog. I'm going to keep that dog. Well, it's kind of the same thing. Except I wouldn't be sending the cow out eventually to the slaughterhouse, the dog out to the slaughterhouse, since we don't eat dog in this country, at least as far as I know. It is 2:26 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Geez, I thought this was a big controversy. I thought this was almost a mini scandal in Niagara County and in the world of farming. But apparently, I've been misled. I've been misled by the hooves. By the nostrils. Is there anybody who thinks the police did not do the right thing? Or does everybody listening to my voice right now think the police did the right thing? And speaking of cows. Now, you know, when you were growing up, did you ever know of anybody who was lactose intolerant? Did you ever know of anybody with that? We were taught in school by one of our science teachers that our black brothers and sisters were more prone to lactose intolerance than those of us of the Caucasian persuasion. But that was back in the late 60s and 1970s. And here we are in 2022. And over the last, 20 years, been hearing more and more about people who simply cannot tolerate cow's milk. And with all respect to those of you who are dairy farmers in Western New York, I can't use your product. I can't tell you the last time I bought cow's milk. I use almond milk instead. Some people use soy milk. Some people use rice milk. But I simply cannot do cow's milk because there was a time when I was eating a lot of yogurt. And incidentally, it was right around that time that you would not have wanted to have been in the same house with me. And I put two and two together. Actually, I didn't. Somebody else did. And since then, no more yogurt. And I'm much more pleasant to be around. I have not farted in 10 years. That's a true story. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone. And even then, it was just a little one, you know? I mean, it was good, but it was just a little one. 803-0930, star 930. You know, we all have a story of the best fart we ever laid down. I would love to do that show. I would love to do it. I don't think they're going to let me, though. But just keep this in the back of your mind if I ever get to do it. Everybody has that one Hiroshima fart they have let go that has emptied auditoriums, stadiums. I mean, if you can empty an outdoor stadium with a fart, you have accomplished something, my friend. All right, but that's not the show we're doing today. But I want you to keep that in the back of my mind in case I can ever slip that by management, because I think it'd be funny as hell. All right, it's 228 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's everybody raise a glass of milk and eat a burger.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so the owner of that animal sanctuary, Tracy Murphy, 59 years old, of Newfane, arrested third-degree grand larceny charges because she didn't give the cows back that had wandered onto her property. Did the police make the right decision? How about absolutely positively? And if your dog wandered onto my property and I said, I'm keeping your dog, what kind of a person would that make me? Huh? Now, I'm not going to eat your dog, so people might argue that point. The other thing is cow's milk. All due respect to our dairy farmers in Western New York, I can't use your product. I stay away as much as possible from dairy products. I use almond milk instead because we all know that almonds have udders and produce milk. Let's go to Barbara in Eden on WBEN, talk about farm country. Barbara.
Hi, Tom. Yes, you've talked to me before. I do live in the country. I am going to just speak in generalities, but I do feel like I may be speaking for most of the animal owners in my community. Like I told Josh, anything gets loose, the word spreads like wildfire, whether it's a goat, a horse, a cow. I've tried, I've helped. We put up a posse. Everybody gets together to corral that animal to get back to its rightful owner.
All right, that's the protocol in ag country.
It is, and I'll tell you a couple other points. First of all, this Tracy is getting whatever she needs to have happen to her, number one, because it's a battle of ideology. That's the way I look at it. It's not a battle of it's mine now. It's a battle of I want this animal to have the perfect life that I am set up to give it to. How would she feel if any of her animals, I don't know what she has on her preserve or whatever they're calling it, how would she feel if one of her animals accidentally or intentionally, because that does happen in the country, animals do get let loose intentionally, was put into the wrong hands and that individual wouldn't give it up?
Oh, somebody who is going to lead it to slaughter.
How would she feel? That's the problem with people not thinking things through. If she would have thought this through and realized that, you know what, law enforcement is going to throw the book at her, and she 110% deserves that.
Well, look, when somebody has or steals your property, and you have given them a reasonable opportunity to make good on what they have stolen, if they have not made an attempt to reimburse you by returning your property or whatever money they might have stolen from you, I say throw the book at them.
Well, this is not a stealing situation. See,
no,
We
might split hairs on that because she knew eventually, she knew that those animals did not belong to her, and she decided to keep them anyway, even though she knew who the rightful owner was. So I would say that if you keep something, when the rightful owner says, I want it back, you then become a thief.
Right, but you can always assume that her attorneys are telling her, well, it's considered your property because it wandered onto your property.
Maybe and maybe not, because sometimes people don't listen to what their lawyers say. They think they know more than their lawyers, and they're always wrong.
Well,
I don't know what her attorney. I don't know if she's got an attorney. I don't know what the attorney said. I would be surprised if the attorney gave advice like that, because it seems to me that this is kind of a cut and dry case.
Well, I do agree. I do agree. I'm assuming that, you know, if you're looking at a felony conviction, you would want some representation. But the difference between a country person, and what I mean by that is I've got people around me that all have dairy farms. I have people around me that have horse farms, and I'm talking big-time money, big-time stuff. I'm not talking, you know, a little hobby. And that's the other part of it. These animals are expensive. Like, is she out of her mind thinking that somebody is just going to walk away and say, oh, yeah, go ahead. You took my two cows wandered over there. Go ahead and keep them.
You know, I was going to ask you about that, Barbara, because third-degree grand larceny starts at $3,000. And I thought to myself, wouldn't two cows be worth more, a lot more than $3,000? Wouldn't that cross into a different threshold?
I wouldn't be an expert at that, but I would say probably almost double. Now, it depends. Like you, I was telling Josh, who I, you know, had a nice little conversation with, that not all washed-up dairy cows end up being meat. We have a farm in our locale that he does specialized breeding and specialized crossbreeding to get, like, a phenomenal product. It's not Angus, but it's a, you know, it's a proprietary type of crossbreeding. A lot of money, time. I couldn't even tell you what goes into it. He sells an awesome product. I can't even tell you. His animals are probably triple what they're claiming these two cows were. I don't really know the particulars, so I wouldn't be able to tell you. But
well, I only know what I read on the internet. That typically what happens is that a dairy cow, once it ceases to produce 7 to 8 gallons of milk every day, typically ends up going into the slaughterhouse where it is typically made up into ground beef. I do not mean that there are not exceptions to that. I'm simply stating what typically happens according to the internet.
Right, and I'm not sure where these two animals lie as far as the cost amount. But my point is that I feel that the neighborly, just take all the cost or the whole, it's the right thing to do. And I can't understand in the community like Newfane how these people are not just absolutely incensed that a neighbor would do that to a neighbor.
No, you're right. It is not the neighborly thing to do. But look, I don't know a lot about this Tracy Murphy lady. My understanding is that she's a big animal rights person and doesn't eat meat. If I'm incorrect, somebody can tell me. I'm not saying that with any malice. I'm just saying that is my understanding, that what you said at the beginning of the call about this being an ideological thing seems to be where this whole situation is.
It is, and that's unfortunate, because she can be on her side of the street with her viewpoint, but that doesn't mean that the person on the opposite side of the street cannot also have his viewpoint. Let me just ask you, off the top of your head, say, for instance, she had goats, and she was saying, you know, oh, these goats, you know, I don't want them to be, you know, breeding for milk, which is what a lot of dairy goats do, and that one of those goats got off. Do you think that farmer would do what she's doing to him?
Your question got cut out by the phone. Could you repeat the question, please?
I said, if one of, say, for instance, she has in her sanctuary a dairy goat. Okay, dairy goats are bred so that they can produce very good milk. I used to raise dairy goats. Okay, what if one of them had wandered off to that farm? Do you think that farmer would do the same thing to her that she's doing to him?
No, not as you've described country folk, because country folk get together. When one's animals get loose, everybody gets together and tries to find the missing animal.
Yes.
They bring out Farmer One, the helicopter, with heat-sensing equipment, infrared, and they find the missing animal in the woods.
Oh, four-wheelers, Tom.
Yeah, four-wheelers. Whatever, I tried to dramatize it a bit. All right.
Yeah.
Barbara, one quick question for you, and that is this. Do you drink cow's milk?
I do on occasion. I'm going to tell you, you're doing almond milk.
Yes.
You're not doing the trees any favor. You should convert to oat milk. It's so much better for you, to be honest.
I'm sorry. You got cut off again.
Okay, oat milk. Try oat milk.
Well, you see, almonds are one of the best foods you can possibly eat, and every day I eat a handful of roasted and unsalted almonds. So
I know. They're great for you.
Yeah, I mean, the almonds themselves are great. I enjoy the taste and the flavor of almond milk. I use almond breeze unsweetened on my cereal, which typically has enough sweetener in it.
Yeah, I have all three in my house. I have oat, I have almond, and I have whole milk. So that's just the kind of family we are. That's not for everybody.
No, that's cool. All right. Barbara, I appreciate your insight. I hope to hear from other members of the agricultural community, although I realize that they actually have real jobs and are probably out busting their humps.
Yeah, this is true. Yes, okay, well, it's nice talking to you also, Tom.
Barbara, a pleasure. You know, I want to start a camel farm in Western New York. I want to do something unusual. I want camels. I think that would be the coolest thing ever. If I'd won the lottery, an elephant preserve probably wouldn't be the good climate for it. Disregard. no elephants. Camels, not sure how they do in the winter. Here's Ed on WBN. Ed is in Newfane at Ground Zero. Ed, what do you have for us?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, this is Ed. Release the beef. That's where this came from.
Well, do you think she was being a bit? Do you think she was being a bit beef jerky about this?
Oh, of course. So, the issue here, it's not about people who are vegan versus people who eat meat. This was a fundamental attack on the property and livestock rights of farmers. I have never seen anything like this in this community. It was a spontaneous, grassroots, all hands on deck response when we saw what she did to our neighbor. It was just people showed up and started making signs, doing things. Then we kind of organized as we went along. And then, you know, we had the big protest rally on Sunday. And last night we took it right to one of the board members of ASHA right in Youngstown and picketed her street until she came out and talked to us, because she has also a responsibility as a board member of the corporation to address what their president did as the president of ASHA Corporation. There's no controversy in Newfane about this. There's no division in Newfane about this. It is 100% pro-farmer, this response. You wouldn't believe the cars, when they go by, they beep in support of the farmers. People just showed up. We had a couple hundred people at the protest in the guy's yard right across from the sanctuary. This was something I've never seen before.
So, Ed, explain to us, could you just tell us what this sanctuary, this ASHA, is all about?
What's that? What do I think it's all about?
Yeah, no, what is it all about? You live there. You've got a better handle on it than I'm going to have.
The response? Okay, first of all, you know, a couple cattle got loose from one of our neighboring farmers.
Right.
At some point, ended up on her property. She got them into an enclosed fence, put them in the barn. And then, you know, I'm not saying anything that's not out there in reported in the newspaper, but employees said that at least one had a tag when they arrived and no tags sometime after. And her intention was to keep them. And then when the owner, after five or so many days, after looking for these, couldn't find them, finds out that they're there, figures, well, gee, I can just, you know, go get them. So he calls, arranges to be there on Monday, comes with state police and SPCA, and she goes on Facebook and makes this rant that she's being, you know, trespassed on and saying they're not, you know, she's got a right to these cows, and, you know, he can't prove proof of ownership and all this nonsense. And then went on social media and basically doxed him and got a bunch of her followers. I mean, the guy's been getting lambasted at his Facebook site with these loonies harassing him and his family and kids. So all the neighbors said, hey, you know, we're not going to put up with this. This could have been any of us. This could have been any of us.
Right. Scott Gregson.
People around here have animals.
Scott Gregson, McKee Farms. He is the lawful owner of the property that ASHA tried to keep.
Absolutely.
The person who honked on the way by, that was, I presume, a neighbor who saw you?
Could be a neighbor. Could be just someone driving through the...
Well, what kind of, you
yeah,
know, this
that's
is
why they're honking, because I'm at the at the site. I mean, it goes on all day, all night long.
So what kind of harassment did Mr. Gregson and his family receive? I don't understand it, because it's their property. Livestock is property. It's their stuff. So what's the problem?
I call it. I don't have a problem with people who are vegan. And I would say probably the majority are vegan. You know, they don't want to eat meat, fine, but they're not going to harass anyone who does. But then there's the extreme that I call them the vicious vegans. and they don't want you to eat meat, and they think they have a moral superiority that says that they can pretty much do anything to, you know, save the animals.
Well, Ed, I can tell you so far from what I've heard on this phone call, Newfane is the horniest place on earth. You got more horns in Newfane than people.
He's not getting harassed by people from Newfane. He's getting harassed from people from other areas, probably Buffalo or whatever, wherever her following is from.
So just
explain. Not here in Newfane.
Explain to us, right now, you are outside Osh's. Is that where you physically are?
Yeah.
And if the animals have been returned to the owner, why are you still there?
Well, so this is the first stage. This is making sure that justice is done. So she got arrested, finally in charge. But she's the president of Osh's Corporation, Osh's Farm Corp, Sanctuary Incorporated. She's the president. There's two board members. One lives in Youngstown. I talked to that board member last night. A group of us went out to Youngstown, picketed her street till she came out and talked to us. I'd like to have her call into your radio show, because when I talked to her, she didn't feel like she had any obligation as a board member to address any of the issues with their president and all the actions that she took as president in the past couple of weeks.
Well, that's not the way things ought to be done, in my opinion. I'm not sure what the law says on that, but as a corporate officer, you have a responsibility, it would seem to me, to make sure that your corporation is not breaking any laws. And
exactly.
Grand larceny is exactly. Clearly it's a felony in New York State. That's $3,000 property or more.
Exactly. Now, I asked her, so you're saying that your policy, I try to get her down to what are your policies around an animal that belongs to a neighboring farmer when it comes onto Osh's property? What's your policy? I believe that they believe they have a right to, once it comes on their property, to take all means possible to keep that animal, because they're saving it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, Ed, here's what I'd like you to do, okay? Because, I mean, I was in Youngstown on Sunday. I love Youngstown. I was right by that sign that says Battle of La Belle Famille, Water Street right by there. That's where I was. So I'm rather fond of Youngstown, and I'm becoming increasingly fond of Niagara County. But call your buddies who've been involved in everything that has been going on. Have them call the show after 3, because I'd like to talk to people on the ground of the great cattle rustle of 2022. Are we cool with that? Could you do that? Spread the word about the show? Have people call in?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we can put some Facebook posts out there to have people call in. That's not a problem.
Yeah. Do whatever you got to do. I want to talk to more people. I want to get more opinions on this. Ed, I'm grateful for your call, and I thank you for listening and all that stuff. You just happen to be listening and called in?
No, someone called me and said, hey, Tom Bowerly, talk about this. Why don't you call in? Because I've been kind of the unofficial spokesman for the group.
Well, hey, if you can get Mr. Gregson to call in from McKee Farms, be happy to talk to him, too. I want to thank you, Ed, very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Tom.
All right. Thank you. All right. So those of you who have been keeping a close eye on this controversy, spread the word amongst your friend. I'd like to spend a little more time talking about this with people who know what they're talking about, because today the state police made an arrest, third-degree grand larceny arrest, because a couple of animals, cows that wandered onto this sanctuary property, were not surrendered. And the state police showed up with people from the SPCA, and they still were not surrendered. And then today, the person in charge of the sanctuary operation was arrested by state police. And frankly, I don't think there's any doubt they did the right thing. Whether you are vegan, vegetarian, a meat eater, whatever, if we don't have laws, we don't have anything in this country. And we have laws about personal property, real property, chattel property. There are laws. And not only are there laws, but there are also agricultural traditions, as we've heard from Barbara. If one of your neighbors in country land, if one of your neighbors has a cow wander off the premises, everybody else gets together. I thought it was with helicopters, but apparently with ATVs, and tracks down the missing livestock, because that's a valuable bit of property. I mean, it's worth more than your collection of beanie babies will ever be. It's 257-803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.